Hello. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for SMC Drain Clearing & More.
Yes, this is him.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Monday to you. And
You as well.
thank you. And the reason for my call, we're calling to speak with you about listing SMC Drain Clearing on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And certainly you've used Google in your life, but have you done that search recently for drain clearing services in your area by any chance?
No, I have not.
No. Okay. Well, you know, when you search for anything, maybe for you, a hardware store, I don't know, or a restaurant, it'll show that there's this map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
I hear you.
Okay. And then next to that map, there's a list. So like right now in your area, the guys that show are A1 Plumbing, the Drain Doctor, or Outdoor Drainage Solutions, or Don's Plumbing. Do you know those guys by any chance?
Yes, I know a couple of them.
Okay, so, and that's where we'd be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now SMC would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call now is they had one of those positions open up in the geographic area. So all of the Google channel partners who are assigned to that area today will be calling through to fill that other position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program SMC in to appear there too, just like those guys, you wouldn't share your position either or rotate. You'll always be one of the local options for people. At that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right? Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there as SMC Drain Clearing & More?
Actually, not that long, only since August.
Oh, okay. Maybe, okay, 5 months or so,
Yes,
right?
right around there.
Okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sean.
Sean, it's nice to meet you. So is it just you, or are you in a helper or like a partner?
It is just me at the moment. I do plan on getting help in the future, but at the moment it is just me, just a sole proprietor.
Okay. So, and the area that you're servicing, Virginia Beach is home base for you, but how far are you comfortably traveling for the work?
Generally around Suffolk, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, pretty much all the seven cities except for Williamsburg and some parts of Newport News and Hampton, just because they get a little rough.
Okay, so really that's about, well, excluding those, it's about maybe 15, 20 miles, right? Tops.
Yeah, generally about there. The farthest is usually about is in Suffolk, and it's just because Suffolk is so wide.
Right, okay. I'm looking at that now. And then, okay, yeah, that's 20, up 27 miles, I guess, would be the farthest at the tip.
Generally, yeah, right around there.
Okay. And I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, so it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online so far, and I see some directory listings, but I didn't see a website out there for you. Is there one floating out there that I'm missing?
No, there is currently no website.
Okay, and that's fine. Some of them have them, some of them don't. And then, but I did notice you have these 5 out of 5 star ratings. That's through the Angie. Is that current or was that a little earlier on?
No, that is current. They asked me to use previous customers and they were happy to do it.
Oh,
But
for
those are current.
reviews? Okay. So are you're using that service now, like the lead system?
Yes, I do use the lead system.
How do you like it?
It's a little pricey, but they do generally get you quite a few leads. Most of the time, it's between 2 to 3 a day. So it's definitely enough to keep me somewhat busy for the most part.
Okay. Are most of those turning over into jobs for you?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It really depends on, because some people are just looking for a free estimate. And then they'll go with another guy who will just undercut my price whenever they ask them.
Most of the time, yes.
It's just customer by customer. Everyone's a little different. Every situation's a little different. But most of the time, yes. I usually have a pretty decent conversion rate.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, if you can do well with a program like Angie, you'll do great with Google only because, well, with Google, so they're live calls, coming directly to you rather than through a third party. And then that way you wouldn't be limited to the number of calls that you get. So you just kind of have some freedom, to pick and choose. But you see value in that too?
Oh, 100%. If they're able to explain something over the phone rather than Angie's, because usually Angie's is not that amazing at explaining certain calls. If you're able to hear it directly from the customer, it is definitely a lot better.
Okay. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today on Google? And then that way, Sean, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so the good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm just grabbing John. He's my director for the area. He's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Sean, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there locally?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, business is business.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Sean?